and welcome to the show with no name, and welcome to Little Rock, Arkansas, the Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, who's done other things, but welcome.
Thank you. How are you today?
Doing great. I'm eating strawberry pie, and they're going to interview you while I eat strawberry pie. You ever had strawberry pie? Okay.
It sounds great, yeah.
Go.
It's going to be a tough one. Hello, Lou Ferrigno. Welcome, like Tommy said, to Little Rock, Arkansas. We appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. Sir.
Wait, say that again. I got a bad connection. Say that again.
Got a bad connection. He's on a cell phone.
Yeah, we know you're on a cell phone. Well, tell us, Lou, tell us about your experience on Celebrity Apprentice. How was that?
It was great. I had a blast. And, you know, you're dealing with 18 egos, and plus at the same time, you have 18 people raising money for the charity. And I had the best time of my life because I like showing people the other side of me, how smart I am, what a good businessman I am.
Well, what was your charity, Lou?
MDA, Muscular Dystrophy Association.
It was the MDA. Well, you mentioned that you had a great time there, but there had to be some angst with you a couple of, because there were some horrible people, and Lisa Lampanelli and a few other ones kind of treated you with a lot of disrespect. How did you handle that afterwards?
Well, I was very honest in the boardroom, and I told Lisa how I felt and how safe my opinion, because I did it with class. And, you know, at the game, basically in the boardroom, I was honest. So other people, you know, they were talking behind each other's back, and they were afraid to be honest in the boardroom. At least I left like a soldier. And I was just basically honest because I'm a police officer in real life, a deputy sheriff, and I don't lower myself to those people's level.
Well, tell us about that. Where are you a deputy sheriff? I don't guess. I watched the show, but I don't remember hearing that.
Oh, you'll be hearing about it on Sunday. I've been on the deputy sheriff for 7 years. And, you know, they would have been very intimidated even more if they knew I was a deputy sheriff.
Well, why didn't you tase him? Why didn't you tase Lampanelli or something? You could have tased him.
Well, I just told them how I felt in the boardroom. But, you know, she's an abusive woman. So, basically, you know, you got to deal with that. That's how you deal with it.
Yeah, I think you did say at one time that you would never hit a woman, but you came close to her.
Well, you know, she feels so bad about herself, and
yes,
so that's why she vents her anger towards me and Diana. So, I mean, she means nothing to me. So basically, I just won't be associated with people like that.
We're visiting with Lou Ferrigno, yes, who has been on The Apprentice. Lou, you were one of my childhood heroes because when I played college football, some said I look like you. I had traps like Lou Ferrigno, and you have to. You were, listen, to a lot of generations, one generation of Americans, you are the Incredible Hulk.
There
not this Avenger Incredible Hulk, but you have to have to be happy about the success of the Hulk on the Avengers. He is the buzz. He has been the buzz with the Avengers.
Remember any of that.
Well, the Hulk stayed the whole show. I mean, he stayed the day, and I was very happy to be associated with the movie because I'm very proud that I started with the Hulk, and 40 years later, look how much the legacy's grown, and look how huge the Hulk is. And the Hulk, as a matter of fact, was the biggest superhero in the Avengers movie.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, did you just were you in the movie? We're getting conflicting reports.
The voice.
No, I did the voice. I did the growl for the Hulk. I was not in the movie. I was. I did the voice.
So it was the voice. Yeah.
Could you give us the growl?
I can't do it over the phone.
Come on, Lou. Lou, come on. One time.
No, thank you.
Oh,
listen, he's a deputy. I'm not going to say anything to him.
Well, on the phone, I'm as big as he is.
Wait, what's next for Lou Ferrigno?
I'm sorry?
What's next for Lou Ferrigno?
Well, next is going to be I'm working on doing a reality show. The family has to do with fitness. I have a movie coming out called The Liberator. It's a great action movie. That should be out about 6 months.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, you look like you were in great shape while you were on The Apprentice. I know that you always, you're like our buddy David. You always wanted to take your shirt off, and it was for good reason. Lou, we appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, have a great time. Have a great day.
Oh, you guys, you're hating on Lou.
I don't know why.
Just a little bit of delay.
Well, he's on a cell phone. He's hard of hearing. For y'all, make fun of him.
Yeah, you making fun of him?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I am.
Well, listen, you may have your hearing one of these days.
Yeah,
Lou sounded like he was challenged.
Now, Roger Jones, you're in good shape. He's freaking Lou Ferrigno. I mean, my God, what are you going to say? What are you going to say?
How old is he, 60?
78.
He's known for one thing, and that's that growl, and he won't even do it.
There you go. There was the bottom
listen,
line on
listen,
him.
Listen, there's copyrights there.
Dude. I can't do it on your phone. I'm mad.
Oh my God. RJ, see, you should have stopped before you got
no,
there.
No, no. You know
Tommy
what?
Praise you.
Look, I don't care. That guy.
In this instance, I'm on your side, RJ.
Thank you.
That's horrible.
That guy's a hack.
And what's even worse is Basil's doing this the whole time.
I am not.
Oh,
I was
you
laughing at the delay. I'm not laughing at his deafness. I'm laughing at the delay.
I didn't even know he was deaf.
I didn't even know he was deaf.
You know he was. That's why.
No, I had no idea he was deaf.
Is that why he didn't do it the growl?
That's what. No, he just.
He's a jerk.
He thought he'd sound
no,
silly.
No, it's a cell phone, and you know.
Oh, stop.
Of course it was.
Gosh.
It's a cell phone.
You know what? I like the new.
Get off the Hulk.
Look, I like the new Hulk, not the old one.
Get off the Hulk.
Well,
look,
I tell you what.
Watch some TV, young
yeah,
man.
Llama lover. I don't know why you're making fun of the
oh,
guy.
Oh, you've eaten seven crackers. Anytime you think you're missing the shot now.
A guy is known for one role, and he won't do the growl.
He didn't want a growl. You know what?
He had a growl. No, took it. Took it. Got money in his pocket.
The growl on the Avengers also had bears and lions mixed in. With
I can't do the. I can't do the growl on the phone.
What, RJ?
I can't do the growl on the phone.
Oh my!
RJ,
you
know,
stop,
RJ. That
RJ
is horrible.
Please stop.
Please stop doing that.
Please stop while you're ahead.
For all the stuff that these guys pull, Roger.
The guy
RJ, especially Roger.
No.
And if we're going to get into that,
well, get into it because I didn't make fun of that.
You made fun.
Well,
of
you can do it, Tommy. Go ahead.
I ain't going to do it on the air. I won't do it on the air. I'll do it in the hallway.
Yes.
But Roger's done it on the air.
No,
I've
done it.
Kirk Douglas.
That's not true.
Well, you're lying.
Well, no, Tommy, I've lied about a lot of stuff.
Give me a Bible.
But you know
I
what?
I swear to God
Douglas,
on the Bible, you've done Kirk Douglas
I'll do
on Kirk, the air.
You know
no,
what?
You didn't.
You've
don't
done,
do it.
You've done the
I'm not going to do it.
You're in trouble with management as it is.
You've
not
heard
anymore.
The Osmond nobody ever heard of.
That's because I dig deeper into Wikipedia than anybody else. And for Llama Lover, Texas boy, to make fun of the man right there.
Yeah.
Really?
Crack reader.
Really? Is horrible. The guy had the cojones to get on a cell phone, hard of hearing, and talk.
He's doing a tour around the country.
No, sir. He only is on the phone with five people.
That's right.
We're talking L.A.,
thank you,
New
Marcia.
York.
Okay, and I'm very happy for that.
I don't buy that.
That's a fact.
If that's the case, that says volumes.
That says that Marcia Rickett is an
artist. Hey, look, and I appreciate Marcia for everything she does.
Evidently you don't.
But if he's not going to do his famous line, then that's terrible.
RJ. Nobody knows the Hulk for a famous growl.
That's what he does.
The Hulk talks. You said a puny god.
Give me one other line the Hulk ever
gets. You know what?
The Hulk doesn't talk.
Give me one other
Hulk
line
flexes.
The Hulk ever uttered.
He doesn't.
Nah, give me a line.
Puny man.
He what does he do every episode? He growls.
Yeah, but I'll go.
And he didn't growl this time.
I'll tell you what, both of you right now could probably get the 2-for-1 tickets on the Hell Express. First class, Jerry.
I don't even think we'd go to hell for that because we said nothing wrong about that.
I just love the delay. Hey, Tom, I love it. We look at
you guys had no problem with making fun of Suzanne Summers.
I like Johnny and The Rock. Lou, come on, Lou. That's like Skinner not playing Freebird.
No.
You can ask a hot girl to orgasm on the phone?
I'll ask you this. Why does a deaf guy do phone interviews?
I didn't even know he was deaf.
He's not completely deaf. He's not completely deaf.
It's America.
I love looking at Roger waiting to see how long it would take before the answer come on the delay.
Well, you
count one, count two.
Well, sure.
All I know is I saw Shelley. And I saw RJ, and I know what I thought. So it's 3-2.
Yeah.
And I know what you really thought. And I know you're going, I'm going to make this work. I'm going
to
make this work.
I was trying to make it work because it's
you
Lou Ferrigno.
Thought if you got him to do the growl, if you got him to do the growl, I'd take him home.
Listen,
and when
I'm
he
one of the
refused,
biggest. Listen,
you know
what? I didn't even.
I'm
think
one of the biggest. No,
question.
You know what? Nobody cares about his growl.
What?
Nobody cares about his growl.
I didn't even think to ask that question.
How come that's all he says then? If nobody cares about it.
Well, listen, the Hulk is a green monster.
There's more to
heavy lines.
You know what,
there's
you guys,
more to
you
Lou.
And you both need to seek anger management because you're getting way too worked up about this. This
defending.
Is happening more.
The calmer
and more.
You are, the more angrier we're getting, and it's just like you're wanting us to strike gold here. And I for RJ. To actually make
Marcia,
fun of
I agree with you. Marcia, he's deaf for heaven's sake. Get
I didn't
back.
Even know
Thank
he
you,
was deaf.
Yeah, RJ, well, you need to do your research.
Oh, my gosh. Sure. It's
start to press your people.
If he was actually deaf, and I don't know why you guys have to be so argumentative, why you can't speak in civil tones.
You know what? Because I'm crying inside right now. I really am hurting.
The guy, I don't know why a guy who's deaf does phone
he's
interviews.
He's trying to do the best he
because
can.
And if he's not going to bring anything to the table.
Oh, my. Because he didn't bring the growl?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
He might not have even heard it. Maybe he said, hey,
I didn't know
maybe he thought you said, hey, do you have a bow? Give me a vow. I don't know.
A vow.
But I
listen,
mean, really,
I watch every episode of The Hulk, and I don't care about his growl.
I got his arms at home.
You have his hands.
That for RJ to mock the man like that, a great American.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope you go to his city.
Fine,
have
whatever.
Anger management and okay. cut off somebody.
Wait a minute. RJ, I'm with you. Just go with me on this.
Okay.
You know what? You guys are right.
Y'all are right. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, let me just tell you. Rule number one, RJ, don't make fun on the air.
Especially when, and not only that, now you know that we have such a lovely person in Marcia who breaks her butt.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm not even talking about that, though.
But Marcia hears you making fun.
Oh, yeah, okay. She hears you.
Well, you guys' panties are in the water right now.
A spade is a spade.
Yeah. I don't even know what my hands are in the air.
Yeah.
Well, they should be.
All I gotta say is JR sounded just like him, or RJ, and I think he ought to do the growl.
I could probably do it.
I know you could.
But as Lou Ferrigno would do, I can't do it on the phone.
Lord, I'm sorry.
Right. That's right.
Lord, forgive him, please.
Lou, if you're still listening, I apologize. And I'll talk to you later.
He sounded very excited to be on the show.
I will tweet later.
Yeah. Tommy's sitting over there being Mr. Cool.
Oh, he's eating the pie.
I had Bill Bixby questions to ask him.
And Roger just sitting there bouncing. And
poor Bill Bixby. About Bill Bixby. But no, RJ's got to go Shrek Donkey.
Oh, Roger, you didn't even know where to go with that interview.
What do you mean I don't know where to go with it? I watched the show. I know
everywhere
to go. It's like being
married, Disco. You're right. You know what? That was a super interview.
Yeah. You know what?
RJ, you know what? If I was RJ, then I would give the Pat little sports.
Shut up!
And here's what I would do.
Just shut up and calm down because you're screaming, and this is where RJ thinks you're talking down to him.
I'm fine, Tommy. I'm with you.
Just let it go. That had to be one of the top five interviews I've ever heard in my life.
Now, you're making fun.
No, I'm condescending.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah, Tony admits this. For all the things Lou Ferrigno has done for civilization.
Yeah, shameful.
Shameful.
That's exactly right.
Hey, a couple of instances that I...